Well, before I begin my message, let me just say, let me add my congratulations to every one of you boys and girls. You all have done a phenomenal job this year. You've been memorizing verses, you have been coming out on these outreaches, you're completing your daily journal, and it's a lot of hard work, isn't it, every week to keep up with all of these things. Make sure your parents sign the books, all of these things that you're doing each day, and making sure you're bringing your books on Sunday, and you're ready with your verses to go on Sunday afternoons. It's a lot of work. And do you know that the Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. And boys and girls, I want you to know that whatever you do for the Lord, you should do with all of you. Not 25, not 50%, but 100%. Give Jesus your full energy, everything that you have. Give him everything, and Jesus is going to honor that. He loves to see people, especially children, giving everything to him. He's very pleased by that. So I want to add my congratulations and thank each one of you boys and girls for doing a phenomenal job this year, for working so hard. This morning, or I should say this afternoon, we're going to look at a very important point in the Word of God. And it's a question, really. I want to phrase it this way. How do you and I listen to God? If I were to ask you, let me talk to the boys and girls this morning. Boys and girls, if I were to ask you, how do you listen to your parents, to your mom and dad? Well, some of you might say, you know, I actually listen really well to my mom and dad. I hear everything that they tell me. I don't miss a beat. And then probably some of you boys and girls might look at me and be a little more honest and say, you know, I actually really don't listen as well as I should. And if you were to give me those answers, I would tell you that you're answering the wrong question, because that's not the question I'm asking. I'm not asking, how do you listen to your parents? Like, how are you doing, good or bad? That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, how do you listen to your parents? What do you use when your parents are talking to you? What do you use in order to listen to your mom and dad? What are you using? Your ears. That is right. If you've been downstairs with me during the game time, you probably know something I say probably every single week. And make sure the boys and girls know this while we're doing our games, while we're having some fun, having some activities together. I always tell them, when someone else is speaking, you need to close your mouth and open your ears and listen for instructions. And you know, this is how we would listen to a parent or a teacher or someone who's over us. But do we listen to God the same way? I mean, it's quite different with God, isn't it? See, with people, I mean, you have ears, right? You don't have little antenna, right, like an insect that listens to things. That's not what you do. And you don't have a little audio recorder inside of your head that records everything for you and then interprets it. That's not how it works. You listen with your ears. Well, when it comes to God, it is actually a little bit different. We're going to learn today that we don't listen to God with our ears, because God does not talk to us out loud, does he? He did that often in the Word of God. We read stories of God talking audibly to people. You would be able to hear God like you're hearing me speak right now, or like you would hear anybody speak. It was audible. You could hear it. But that's not how God speaks to us today. God primarily speaks to us through his Word, the Bible. And there's a different way that we have to go about listening to it. And our main point today in the message is this. When God speaks to you, you should be ready to listen and obey. You should be ready to listen and obey. And before we begin, I have something here. Could I have my ushers for the ceremony today? If they could come to the front, I'm going to ask you to pass out a simple handout for everyone. Everybody gets one. There you go. All right, so as the young men are passing that out, let me say that at the end of the message, I am going to have you write something on the back of that note sheet. So keep that with you. because we are going to write something specific for each one of us individually. And I want to challenge your thinking on something. And I trust it will be a help to you from the Word of God today. Let's see. All right, so in order to learn how to listen to God, we're going to look at a short story in the life of Samuel. And you all probably know Samuel. Samuel is in the Bible, the story in the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And actually, if you want to open your Bibles with me, if you have the Word of God with you, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. We'll be looking at the first 10 verses this morning. Afternoon. I keep saying morning. It is the afternoon. Now, Samuel in the Bible is a very special boy, isn't he? Because Samuel, you see, in the Bible was an answer to prayer. His birth was an answer to somebody's prayer. You may remember his mother, Hannah, in the first few chapters of the book of 1 Samuel, is praying. She's praying fervently for what? For a child. She wants to have children and she can't. Well, do you know that she told God, she made a promise to God. She said, "Lord, if you would give me a son, then I will give my son back to you. And he is going to serve you with his life." And do you know that when she made that promise to God, she meant it? And so God answered her prayer. And it's an amazing story. God answered her prayer. She did have a little boy, and that boy's name was Samuel. And do you know Hannah kept her word? She kept her promise. When Samuel was old enough, after she had spent time with Samuel as an infant, he grew up to be just a little boy, a toddler probably, and she let him work in the tabernacle with a man named Eli. Eli was a priest. And Hannah said, "Eli, I want you to take care of my son. He's going to serve the Lord with his life. I promised God that I would do this, and now I want to keep that promise." And so do you know that Samuel had to live the rest of his life away from his mom and dad? And it was kind of a sad thing for him, for sure, but do you know he was glad he was there to serve the Lord, because that's what God wanted him to do. That's what his mom had promised she would do. And this story in 1 Samuel chapter 3 picks up for us where Samuel is a little bit older. He's in the tabernacle working with Eli. And by this time, he's probably about 12 years old, so not too much older than some of you boys and girls here in the room. He's about 12 years old. I don't know exactly how old he is, but right around there. And let's read verses 1 through 4 together and see what happens in this little story. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here am I.'" Now, you've got to picture this story with me. As we're going through, I want you to visualize what is happening here, because it helps us understand what God is trying to teach us through this special little story. Our first thought to consider this afternoon is going to be this: learn to listen to God personally. Learn to listen to God personally. See, if we are going to listen to God the same way that Samuel did, then we have to listen personally. And what does that mean for you and me? Well, it simply means that when God speaks, I am paying attention. It means I'm not distracted by anything else. Now, think of it with me. You have the creator of the world, the Savior, Jesus Christ himself, God communicating to you. The Almighty God is talking to you. What do you think your response should be? Your response and my response needs to be that we are paying attention. We're listening. Now, imagine with me that you went home today after frontline ceremony. You went home today after the frontline ceremony. You're tired after a long day of church, and you're ready to just rest, and you get a phone call. And you pick up the phone, and who is on the other end? It's the mayor of New York City. Wow, do you think that if you got a call from the mayor of New York City, you might be paying attention when he's talking to you? Oh, yes, there's probably a very special reason he's talking to you. Well, do you know that God is far more important than any mayor, any president, any governor, any senator, any government official? God is far more important. And when God is speaking to you, you should be listening. You should be paying attention. And that's a very important thing to keep in mind. Now, Samuel, in this story, is learning to listen to God personally for himself. And first, notice that like Samuel, we should listen to God when no one else is. Listen to God when no one else is. Do you know that Samuel was living in a day when God was not talking a lot to his people Israel? And why was that? Why wasn't God talking to Israel very much? Well, do you know that it was because the people of Israel were living in sin? Do you know that the people of Israel were worshiping these idols, these statues that pretended to be God and weren't really God at all? Do you know that they were living very immoral lives against God, against the Bible? They weren't doing right. And so when God was trying to talk to them, they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention. And so eventually God said, I'm going to stop talking. I'm not going to say anything anymore. Now imagine if you're talking to a friend, if you and a friend are having a conversation, and you're talking to them and you're explaining something to them or telling a funny story, but you're looking at them and they're not listening. They don't even care. They're not hearing you out. Do you think you're just going to keep talking to them? No. Eventually, you're probably going to stop talking because you're going to say, you're not listening to me, so I'm not going to keep talking. Well, God is very much the same way. If he is talking to us and we don't listen, we don't pay attention, God's not obligated to keep talking. He may just stop. And like verse 1 says, the word of the Lord was precious. It was so rare to hear from God. There were no prophets. And there were a few people like Eli, a priest, who would hear from God from time to time. But otherwise, it was so rare to hear a word from God. And that's a sad thing. It should not be that that's the case. We should be listening to God so that he can keep talking to us and keep giving us the things we need to know. Boys and girls, let me encourage you, and this is for everyone, but especially our frontline children, listen to God when no one else is. You might be the only one that's in your school, in your class, that actually comes to church and actually reads the Bible and prays with your family and obeys God. You might be the only child in your class that does that. Do you know what? You don't have to be afraid of that. That is a wonderful thing, a precious thing. If in a big school, no one else is listening to God, no one else is paying attention to God, but you are. Can I tell you, boys and girls, that is a precious thing to have. And God is honored by that. God wants that from us. That in your school or in your classroom or in your sports team, whatever you're a part of, if you're the only one listening to God, that's okay. Because we need to be like Samuel. A person, a child, an adult, a teen who listens to God even if no one else is. And God very much will honor that. God loves us and he wants you to hear him, just like he wants to hear from you in prayer. Now, if you are going to listen personally to God, not only do you need to listen when no one else is, but you need to listen to God when you are alone. Listen to God when you are alone. Did you notice in the verses we read how God sets up the scene for us? It's a very interesting scene. I love the details that God gives us in this story. He didn't just put them there for no reason. There's a reason he put them there. Now you notice it's getting dark. The sun is setting over Israel. Darkness is covering the face of the land. People are getting ready to go to sleep. They just maybe had dinner and they're ready to go to bed. And now Eli and Samuel, they're in the tabernacle together. And Eli is so tired. He's an older man, and he's getting ready to go to bed himself. The Bible says he can't even keep his eyes open. He's so tired. And so he lays down, and he goes to sleep. And there's one lamp. There's one lamp in the room that's lighting the room. And even that is dimming out and dimming out and dimming out, and it's getting darker and darker. And soon the lamp's going to be gone. And so guess what? Samuel, he's only 12 years old. He's getting ready to go to bed too. So he lies down and he goes to sleep. And it's really quiet. And there's no noise. And then suddenly Samuel hears this great voice, Samuel! And someone is calling out to him. Wow. Here Samuel is all by himself, just getting ready to go to sleep like he did every other day of his life. And it's not a normal night. It's not just a normal day to go to bed. He hears something that startles him, that gets him up and ready to go. And you remember how he goes to Eli and he says, here am I. I'm ready for orders. I'm ready for instructions. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Why did Samuel do that? Well, we'll look at it a little later. There's more to it. But can I tell you that Samuel was learning to listen to God when he was alone? Do you know, boys and girls, it's easy to listen to God when you're in church, for example, when you're with a group of people. Now, in church, it's really easy. Why? Because, well, everyone else is supposed to be listening to God too, right? So you probably naturally just do what everyone else is doing. You might be paying attention. Maybe you're not. But it's easier in church. But what happens when you're alone? What happens when you're just in your room or in your house? What happens when you're walking to the store with mom and dad? If God speaks to you, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Because God says he wants us to be able to listen to him, to hear him out, even if we're alone. Even if there's no one else to listen to God, you be the one person in the room. You be the one person there who is all ears. And you are giving everything to the Lord. That is the kind of listening we should have. And that's what God expects of us. Now, this especially should be happening during the summer months, shouldn't it? See, boys and girls, you have all semester long, from September to May, to hear God out. Why? Well, you're memorizing Bible verses. You're doing a daily journal. You're getting to hear preaching every Sunday from a different man. Maybe you're hearing it from pastor in the morning. You have all these opportunities to listen to God, but what happens in the summer when there is no front line? When there's no journal, when there's no Bible verses to memorize, are you still going to listen to God? Can I tell you, boys and girls, and this goes for every adult too, the summer months are not a time just to relax and say that I don't need to listen to God anymore. In fact, the summer months should probably be a time where I gear up myself to listen to God even more because I have more opportunities. Maybe I don't have a frontline book, a daily journal to use, but I've still got my Bible, don't I? And I still can pray and talk to the Lord, and God can speak to me through those ways. And maybe, boys and girls, God wants you to decide this summer, I'm going to listen to God, even if I don't have a frontline journal. Let me mention this as well. A pastor on his website, on his blog, shepherdthoughts.com, does have a devotional for children, a 5-day devotional for children. And he has several up there. And if moms and dads, adults, if you would like your children to have something every single day, like Frontline, where they're looking at the Word of God, they're studying the Bible, simple things every day, just to get into the Word of God, it's an opportunity for them to listen to the Lord. Now, maybe you need to use something else. Maybe you already have something you use with your family. But whatever it is, find what works for you and give God an opportunity to speak to you, to your family, to your children. Because it's that important that we listen to God. Samuel made it important when he was all by himself. He was still ready to listen to God. And if you're a boy or a girl, if you're a teen, if you're a man or a woman, you have that same opportunity. And if you're a child of God, could I say it's even a responsibility to hear God when he talks to you, because he wants you to listen. And he loves you so much that he's able to speak to you, and that is an amazing thing. Now, not only should we listen to God personally, as Samuel did, but secondly, we should listen to God purposefully. We should listen to God purposefully. When I listen to God, when I hear God speak to me, I need to listen to him with a purpose in my mind. Now, how do I practice this? How do I keep this as a habit in my life? Well, can I tell you this? A good way to practice this is by listening to those who are over you. This could be your parents. This could be a teacher. It could be a coach. Whoever it is that you would consider an authority in your life, someone who is above you, Those are the kinds of people you should be listening to. And guess what? If you're listening to those people, you are actually giving yourself practice to hear God. And this is so exciting because this is exactly what was happening with Samuel. Notice with me how Samuel responded to God when God spoke to him. Let's keep reading in our story, chapter 3, and let's look at verse 5. And he, this is Samuel, ran to Eli. He's running from his room to Eli's room. And he said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he, Eli, said, "I call not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, verse 7, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Do you see what's happening? Here Samuel is, he's lying in bed, and suddenly he hears his name being called. Okay, now if you're in a home where it's just you and one other person, and you hear your name being called, who do you think is probably calling you? Well, it's that one other person. And this is the case with Samuel. I mean, no one else could be talking to him. It's probably Eli. So he goes to Eli's room, and he actually runs there, and he says, "All right, Eli, I'm ready. Reporting for duty. I'm ready to go. What do you want me to do?" And this actually happens a total of 3 times in this story, where he runs to Eli's room, and guess what? Eli never called him. Eli was asleep. Remember how tired he was? He couldn't even keep his eyes open. He's just ready to go to bed. And here, 3 times, his temple servant, Samuel, runs into his room 3 times. And he says, "Eli, what do you want me to do? You called me, right?" And Eli says, no, Samuel, I did not call you." And just imagine, time after time after time, he's hearing this from Eli. Just think of how Samuel is doing. The first time, he might have been like, "Wow, I guess maybe I just heard something. I don't know. Just go back to bed and forget about it, right? Maybe the voice won't come back." And so Samuel goes back to sleep, and the voice comes again. "Samuel!" And whoa, okay, I know that was Eli this time. I know that I heard Eli for sure. And so he runs to Eli's room again, scoots over there, and Eli says, "Nope, I didn't call you. Lie down, go back to sleep." Now, Samuel's probably scratching his head, thinking, "Wow, I thought for sure that was Eli. It had to be. He's the only one here. Who else would have called me? I don't know. Mom's not here. Dad's not here. Who would have called me? I guess it wasn't Eli. I'm probably just hearing things. I need to go to sleep." And so he tries going to sleep again. And then he hears his name called again, twice. "Samuel! Samuel!" Okay, that time, it had to be Eli. It's got to be Eli this time. I know I heard him. And so he runs to Eli again, and Eli says, "No, Samuel, I did not call you." Now, why does this keep happening? Over and over again, God is telling us the same exact occurrence. This happens 3 times. Can I tell you that Samuel, as a young boy in that tabernacle, working with Eli, he got accustomed to hearing Eli's voice. Do you know whenever Eli said, "Hey, Samuel, I need you to sweep the tabernacle floor," or, "Samuel, the clothes need to be washed, the priestly clothes need to be washed," whatever Samuel did in that tabernacle, however he served the Lord, if Eli called his name, "Samuel, I need you to do something," what was Samuel's response? It was yes. "Yes, sir, I'm ready to go. What do you want me to do?" Do you think Samuel was pulled out his phone and just kind of said, "Wait a minute, Eli, let me check my texts first"? No, he wasn't distracted by anything. He wasn't looking down at his feet. He wasn't looking at what his friends were doing. He just, as soon as Eli spoke, the very moment, he was ready to go. And that's why every single time God calls Samuel's name, "Samuel, Samuel," that little boy gets up out of his bed, shoots to Eli's room and says, "Eli, I'm here. I'm ready." Can I tell you, boys and girls, we need to have the same attitude. It brings us to letter A, listen to God by listening to authorities. It's a simple truth, but it is so helpful to us. And of course, I could speak primarily to the children because they have plenty of authorities between mom and dad, older brothers and sisters perhaps, teachers, all kinds of people. But adults, this goes for us too. Teens, if you have a job, if you're still in school, learn to listen to God. Practice listening to God by listening to authorities in your life. That is how you will get this habit in your life of when God speaks to me, I'm ready. I'm not wandering around thinking, oh boy, when's God going to strike me with a lightning bolt and finally tell me to do something? I've never heard from God before. There's a good chance you're probably not listening really carefully to your authorities. And God wants us to listen carefully. God wants us to pay attention when a teacher is speaking to us, when a preacher gets up and expounds the word of God, when a parent tells us to do something. We don't wander around, meander around, thinking, wondering, what am I supposed to do? No, I just do it. Because by practicing that way, I will practice listening to my God. And I will have a personal relationship with him. This is what Samuel was learning just as a little boy. Let me encourage you, boys and girls, this week, try hearing your authorities purposefully. With, in your mind, knowing, I'm going to listen to my mom and dad. I'm going to listen to my teachers. If everyone else is talking, if everyone else is being troublesome, if everyone else is making a lot of noise, I'm not. I'm listening. I'm quiet. And I have my ears open. And that would be good practice for you to listen to God. Now, you may be thinking today, okay, I know I'm supposed to listen to God. I know I'm supposed to listen to my parents, to my authorities. But what is the point? Why should I listen? Well, that's a good question. And the answer is actually very simple. We should listen to God closely because God is trying to tell us something to do. Letter B, listen to God with a purpose to obey. Listen to God with a purpose to obey. Let's look at verses 8 through 10 in chapter 3. Now remember, Samuel has been called three times, and every time he goes to Eli's room and Eli says, Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And now Samuel comes the third time, and Eli finally realizes something. Look at verse 8. The Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli. And he said, here am I, for thou didst call me. I know you called me, Eli. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, go back to sleep. It shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Verse 10, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. You know, sometimes that we can hear somebody speaking to us without really listening. I think if you've ever been in a classroom before, and the teachers probably will appreciate this the most, but even if you've been a frontline teacher or a Sunday school teacher or any kind of teacher with children, even with teenagers, you probably know the difference between the students who are hearing you and the students who are listening to you. What is the difference? Well, the student who is just hearing, I mean, they're looking at you. They're looking at the teacher perhaps, sometimes, most of the time. But they're not really comprehending what you're saying. In fact, they probably have no care in the world for what you're teaching about. They don't know what the lesson is. They don't know what to do next for their homework or the project or the test coming up. It's just all going in one ear and out the other. So your ears might be hearing sound. They might be picking up sound, but there's actually no comprehension. There's no understanding. And that's the student who's just hearing. But what about the student who is listening? What about the boy or girl in the classroom, in the Sunday school room, in the frontline room, who's looking at the teacher pretty much 100% of the time? And what are they waiting for? They're waiting for directions. They're waiting for instructions. They're waiting to be taught. They know what the lesson is. They're hearing you out, and they're writing notes, and they're doing everything they can to grasp the information. That's the difference between listening and hearing. And can I tell you, boys and girls, that God wants each one of us not just to hear, but to listen with a purpose to obey. And that is such a great truth, because this is what's happening in Samuel. Samuel was a listener. You notice that in verse 7, what does God tell us? He tells us that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Do you know that Samuel, up to this point, had never really had an interaction with God? He didn't really have a personal relationship with God. But here God is reaching out to him and trying to get Samuel's attention. And what is Samuel doing? He's ready to go. He's paying attention. He's hearing God, listening to him. He's comprehending, God wants me to do something. God has a message for me. And he was just, what, 12 years old? Maybe younger than that, maybe a little bit older? But he's a little child, just like we see here in our frontline group. And even a boy or girl that age, if they're paying attention to God, they will listen and hear and understand and obey it. And that's what God expects of not just children, but even adults especially, I think. Now, you notice how in our story, in these verses we just read, Samuel comes to Eli, and Eli says, okay, if you hear this voice again, he's going to coach Samuel what he needs to say. If you hear the voice again, here's what I want you to say. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. That's what the word hear in this verse means. It doesn't just mean pick up sound in your ears so that it goes in one ear out the other. It means I'm listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And do you know what Samuel does? Samuel goes back to his room, lies down on his pillow, gets underneath his sheets, and tries going to sleep. And what else should he hear but his name being called again? Samuel, Samuel. And as quick as a wink, he gets up out of his bed and he says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel cared about what God was saying, and he was ready for action. He was ready to go. Let me ask you, is that your attitude when God speaks to you? Are you ready to hear what God is saying, and are you ready to respond with obedience? You know, the New Testament reinforces this truth for us. You probably know James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Do you see, boys and girls, if I just pretend like I'm listening to God, and if I think that I'm okay just because I come to Frontline every week, right? I sit under a service every week, right? I do my journal every week, right? Does that mean you're listening to God? Not necessarily, no. I could do all of those things that are really good things, but it doesn't mean I'm listening to God. Do you know you could be reading your Bible every day and not really listening to God? And the Bible says you're deceiving yourself if you're doing that. Because God wants me to read with comprehension, with understanding, and apply those truths that I'm learning to my life. And guess what? You can use the Bible the same way in yours. Take this book and its truths and put it right here on your heart. Take God's principles, God's timeless truths, and place them in your life, because it's that important. It's that amazing. It's that personal to us. It's that applicable to us. God does not want us to just sit through Frontline, sit through a message, and not listen to anything he says. We should be hearing it and listening it, paying attention, and doing something with it, obeying what he told us to do. And in fact, James goes on to say, the person who obeys the Bible, who is a doer, will be blessed in his deed. God will honor the boy or girl, the man or woman, that will choose to take what God says seriously and actually obey it. God blesses that person. Now here's what we're going to do. We're going to practice what we just heard in the message today. So you have your little half sheet with you. On the back of it, here's what I'd like you to do. If you've got a pen, you can go ahead and write this down. Maybe ask from somebody next to you. on the back of your note sheet, I want you to write down a time. Write down a time every day this week, just this week, that you are going to make time to listen to God. Now for the boys and girls, I want you to listen to me. Eyes right up here. If you're writing on the back of your note sheet, here's what I want you to do. Write down a time every day, either morning, afternoon, or evening. Morning, afternoon, or at night. Okay? Write down a time that you're going to hear from God. Read your Bible, spend some time praying, maybe with your mom and dad, but write down a time every day, Monday through Saturday, that you're going to listen to God. And then adults in the room, moms and dads, teenagers, you can feel free to do the same. But I'd ask you, if you want to write down a specific time, maybe before work or after work, or whatever time works for you, whatever is most convenient, let's practice what God told us. If he tells us we should be listening to him, well, we need to make time for that every single day. So I'd encourage you, you've got that little half sheet with you, or if you have a little journal you use, whatever it might be, but you write down a time. I'm going to listen to God at this time every day this week. I'll give you a minute. Once you've written that down, just go ahead and look at me once you've written it down. There's 10 seconds more. Okay, boys and girls, if you're done, I'd ask you, children, frontline children, if you want to go to your parents and tell them, hey, mom and dad, keep me accountable, remind me to do this every day, I think they'd be glad to do that. I think they would love to do that for you. And then moms and dads, parents, I'd ask you, why don't you ask your children to remind you about your time that you're going to make this week to listen to God? And by God's grace, we can come back next week and say, hey, I listened to God every day this week, Monday through Saturday, and he told me something every single day. That way we can learn to listen to God as Samuel did. When God speaks to you, you should be ready to listen and obey. Let's close our time together with prayer. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and let's talk to the Lord. Jesus, we want to thank you today so much that you are still speaking to us, just like you spoke to Samuel. Thank you for this simple story that reminds us that God wants us to listen. And God, I pray that we would listen. Make us not just hearers, but doers of the word. May we be obedient to what you tell us to do. Would you give us the grace to hear you and obey? Thank you for each one of these children and their hard work. Thank you for this wonderful ceremony. Thank you for your blessing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.